Good morning. It's the 13th of October. Our New Testament reading today is John 5. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Purkis. Brother Purkis describes the scene at Jerusalem, both in the temple and around the pool of Bethesda. I read, "The two scenes within the city bore no relation to one another. High on the hill of Zion, the immaculately robed priests observed the temple ritual, aloof and impersonal. In the shadows of its walls, the halt, the blind and the withered waited for the movement of the water. Jesus, attending the feast at Jerusalem, left the temple and, making his way through the thronged streets in the northeast corner of the city, stood in the midst of the suffering, expectant multitude. The water had not yet stirred, and the atmosphere was tense and silent as the impotent and their friends and relatives concentrated with a selfishness born out of the greatness of their pain and need for the first shimmer of movement. Jesus watched the pitiful sight until at last he found the saddest case of all. A man was lying on the steps with no one to assist him. For 38 years he had endured his infirmity. Despair was written on his face. Jesus stood over the man, but his presence awakened no response. The man did not know him, had no faith in him, and made no demands of him. Suddenly he heard a voice addressing him, 'Wilt thou be made whole?' He looked up at Jesus. Had his case not been so hopeless, he would have resented an interruption that might have robbed him of his chance of healing. The despair in his eyes was emphasized in his voice. What faith he had still lingered in the black waters below him. 'Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.' Had the man at last found a friend who would lead him down to the water's brim and find a place for him among those that crowded the lowest steps? But Jesus directed his thoughts from such lowly expectation. His clear, strong command rang out, 'Rise, take up thy bed and walk.' Instinctively, the man obeyed. He bent down, rolled up his pallet, and stood up. He found a freedom of movement he had not known for nearly 40 years. He turned to face the one he had obeyed, but Jesus had gone. We can imagine the consternation that ensued. All eyes were turned towards this chronic individual, the unhappiest of them all, now moving amongst them, with tears of joy rolling down his cheeks. The waters below bubbled and subsided, unnoticed. There was a greater source of power and healing in Israel. The healed man walked through the streets towards the temple. Perhaps he was obeying the unrecorded instructions of Jesus. Perhaps he was anxious to express his gratitude to God in worship and sacrifice. It was typical of the rulers that when they saw this familiar figure no longer dragging himself painfully along, but walking with quick, eager steps, they should overlook the transformation and remember only that it was the Sabbath day. In carrying his bed, he was guilty of carrying a load. Had they had greater insight, they would have been quick to discern that his bed truly had been a burden for 38 years. But it was not so on this glorious Sabbath. In answer to their angry questions, the man could only say that he was obeying the instruction of the one who had made him whole. He could give them no information concerning the identity of his benefactor. But the healed and the healer came face to face in the temple, and there, appropriately, Jesus completed the cure he had begun on those steps. Thank you for listening.